Asia.
The Russian diaspora. Go south. Exiles are making their mark in the Caucasus and Central Asia.
When Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, some speculated that the countries of the Caucasus and Central Asia, or CCA, would turn away from their old imperial overlord. After all, Vladimir Putin's revanchist obsessions could turn south. China, already an important economic partner of Central Asia, could push for stronger ties, or the West could try again to lure it into its sphere of influence. Nearly 2.5 years on, the picture is more mixed. All three countries in the Caucasus, Armenia, Azerbaijan, and Georgia, and the five in Central Asia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan, have refused to endorse Russia's war in Ukraine. Last year, China replaced Russia as Central Asia's biggest trading partner. Feeling betrayed by Russia, Armenia is realigning more firmly with the West. However, many of these countries are having it both ways. All five Central Asian leaders attended Russia's Victory Day parade in Moscow last month. Georgia's rulers are tightening their links to Russia. Energy ties between Central Asia and Russia are expanding. When Mr. Putin visited Tashkent, Uzbekistan's capital, in May, it was announced that Russia would build Central Asia's first nuclear power plant. Russia's presence in the CCA has grown in other ways, too. Since 2022, Russian people, firms, cash and goods have poured in. Easy immigration laws and political neutrality have attracted Russians evading sanctions, dodging conscription and seeking international finance. The benefits are mutual. Russia's war has helped several CCA countries grow faster and gain geopolitical heft. Last year, their economies grew by 4.9%, surpassing pre-war forecasts. The CCA has become a hub for Russian trade, providing a lifeline for Russia as it faces 20,000 economic sanctions. Almost every country in the CCA has boosted imports from Europe, China, the UAE and Turkey, while expanding exports to Russia. The CCA's share in non-hydrocarbon exports in 2022 to the EU, Russia and America rose by 25, 22 and 53 percentage points, respectively, according to the IMF. German exports of cars and spare parts to Kyrgyzstan, a backwater in global terms, soared 50-fold between 2021 and 2023. Serving as a trade conduit to Russia does not fully explain the CCA's trade boom, though. Both regions have emerged as crucial transport alternatives. Traffic along Russia's northern corridor, the main route connecting China to Europe by land, has plummeted since 2022, while trade along the middle corridor across the Caucasus and Central Asia has more than quadrupled in volume, says the IMF. In February, the EU announced plans to invest another 10 billion euros, that's $11 billion, in it. The Caucasus and Central Asia have also benefited from the hundreds of thousands of Russian emigrants, or relocanti, who have fled from their homeland. They are mostly young, educated, and wealthy. As they transfer money out of Russia, the CCA has received an unprecedented surge of remittances. A wave of Russian tourists has brought cash too. Russians have opened at least three times more businesses in Georgia since 2022 than in the previous 27 years combined. In Kazakhstan, Russia now accounts for 41% of foreign-owned firms, up from 32% in 2021. All the same, the war has dented Russia's standing across the CCA. The share of Kazakhs who view Russia very favorably fell from 50% in 2017 to 17% in 2023, according to surveys by Central Asia Barometer, an independent research outfit. In Kyrgyzstan, which depends more on Russia, the drop was from 65% to 45%. The influx of relocanti has pushed up inflation and house prices, raising tension in big cities. Because of them, prices have gone up everywhere, moans a lawyer in Almaty, Kazakhstan. Last year, 79% of Georgians had a strictly negative view of relocanti. Still, Russia's influence in the CCA remains strong. Last month, Georgia's ruling party pushed through a controversial foreign agents law, which would require NGOs with a fifth of their funding from abroad to register as bearing the interests of a foreign power. It has sparked protests, and many Georgians call it the Russia law. Kyrgyzstan and Tajikistan still depend heavily on remittances from emigrants in Russia. Gazprom, Russia's state-owned energy company, owns all of Armenia's gas networks. And Russia is making life harder for its exiles. Two new laws let it confiscate the property of Russians who discredit the army and the passports of those who disobey the military call-up. Some are returning home as a result. Russia's government is also getting stroppier in public. Western efforts to persuade Central Asia to curb rerouted trade have irked it. My colleagues told me that they are outraged by such flagrant impudence and insolence, said Sergei Lavrov, Russia's foreign minister, at a regional meeting last month in Astana, Kazakhstan's capital. Central Asia's leaders sounded eloquently noncommittal.